Hey guys, let's learn about something new together. In recent years, U.S. defense contractors have been tasked with creating a high-speed attack reconnaissance helicopter. This presents some challenges, as with propeller-driven aircraft, once you achieve a certain speed threshold, the downforce of the blades actually causes instability in the craft. These contracts were awarded to Bell and Sikorsky, and each of their designs took a unique approach to combating that problem. What you're seeing behind me is the Bell 360 Invictus, and you'll notice it has wings. These wings are detachable, but when attached, they increase stability when traveling at its top speed of 330 miles per hour. The Invictus also has smart targeting sensor technology to guide its 20-millimeter cannons, and modular rocket systems which can be stored inside the body of the aircraft to streamline it when traveling at speed. And this is the Raider X by Sikorsky, who took a significantly different tack when it came to combating the high-speed stability problem. They opted for a coaxial rotor rear propeller-driven craft, which does not have wings on the side. Now, not having those wings does mean that it has greater hover capabilities, but it has a lower top speed of just 300 miles per hour. Like the Invictus, the Raider X does have the nose-mounted tri-barrel 20-millimeter cannon, but does have a slight edge with its modular rocket launchers, each being capable of carrying four Hellfire missiles. I'd be interested to see which one of these aircraft makes it to final production. Hope you guys found this interesting. Have a great day.